Unscripted.
Each episode is available to view on YouTube, so be sure to check us out.
You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
It's just, you know, constant people coming up and saying, I love your mom. She helped me in this and this and this and this. And that to me has shown how much of a difference you've made outside of anything that you could ever have taught me directly. And I'm really, really grateful for that.
Hello. I guess, yeah. Happy Mother's Day. This is our Mother's Day episode. And we don't really know what we're doing today. We have prompts on our
phones. Science
unscripted
fashion.
Yes, it is truly
very
unscripted. We just want to send a lot of love to our friends out there who might be struggling this Mother's Day. This episode is all about mothers, so if this is going to be something that's difficult for you or triggering, then maybe that's not the best episode. But it is going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to just dive into it. Honestly, we have no idea what to expect.
Find out.
I have no idea what I'm doing, but I know I'm doing it really, really well.
All right. We were just sent this via text. This is our first time reading it, so we'll figure this out together. On today's Mother's Day episode, you will be calling a mother figure in your life and thanking her for something important she taught you, as well as sharing an experience associated with that teaching.
Oof. Wow.
Okay.
Cool.
That's cool.
I love that. Hopefully she answers.
Yeah.
Because she's with my son.
Hello.
Hi, Mom. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, I'm just calling. I did not know I was going to be doing this, but I'm actually currently filming an episode on Saints Unscripted, and I'm being filmed right now as I talk to you. So, it's for our Mother's Day episode. So, hey, so say hello, Mom, to everyone.
Hello.
Okay. So, in honor of Mother's Day, we are giving our moms a call to let them know that we are grateful for something. And I just wanted to tell you that I am so grateful for the incredible example you are to me in just not sweating the small stuff. And I know we've talked about this a lot, because I really struggle to stay level-headed in many situations, and you are just so reliable and so, like, your ability to just say, you know what, we don't have control of this, it's going to be fine. Like, we don't have to worry. And I've always really admired that about you, and I wish that I could be more like that. But it's really helped me throughout my life. So as I have called you many times freaking out about many things, and you're like, hey, it's okay. Like, you don't have control over the situation right now. Like, that is okay. And I don't know where I got my ability to not stay level-headed from, because it wasn't from you, but maybe it was from Dad. Just kidding. Anyway, I just wanted to thank you and say that I love you.
Oh, thank you. I love you too. That is so nice of you to say. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're an amazing daughter. I'm so grateful for you.
Oh, thanks, Mom. And there are many other things that I wish I could say, but that was just one of them that came to my mind immediately. But yeah, just happy Mother's Day, and you're the best.
Thanks, sweetheart. Love you.
Okay, love you too.
Love you tons.
I love you 3,000.
All right, I will let you go, but thanks for joining our episode.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Cool.
Okay, was that
awesome?
Okay?
That was awesome. Yeah.
I love my mom. She seriously, she is just so cool. My mom. I wish I could be like her
in so many ways. Chill.
Yeah, yeah. And she gave birth to the most anxious, high-stress person in the world. I don't know. But she's just like, I can always rely on her. And I love that.
Aw, that's so sweet.
She's cool. And everyone can. That's kind of how she is. Like, she is just one of those people that's dependable.
Yeah.
People just know they can go to her for things. She's always there.
It's so sweet.
She's a good friend, good mom.
Oh, that's my dad. They're right next to each other.
Call your dad on Mother's Day.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Mom.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good. You are currently on Sans Unscripted.
Oh, I am?
You are. Would you like to say hi to the world?
Oh, like on speakerphone?
You're on speakerphone, like, on a video.
House, not on...
Okay. No. Yeah, no.
Hey.
You're, hi. We didn't know we were going to be doing this. We're filming the Mother's Day episode.
We're not.
And...
Are you recording what we're talking about right now?
Yes. This is all recorded.
Okay. Can we start over?
See where I get it from? okay, so we're supposed to share a lesson that you, that someone in our mother figure in our lives has given us, and an example to go with it. And it was really, really hard for me to think of just one.
Aww.
But I feel like the thing that you've, like, of all the lessons you've tried to teach, I feel like the one that's come through the strongest is your ability to love other people. And that's something you haven't really, I feel like you haven't tried to do. It's just naturally who you are. And I think the interactions that I have with other people are a bigger testament to that than anything that I've seen, like, you do specifically, because you do so much of it behind the scenes. It's just, you know, constant people coming up and saying, I love your mom. She helped me in this and this and this and this. And that to me has shown how much of a difference you've made outside of anything that you could ever have taught me directly. And I'm really, really grateful for that.
Well, I'm really, really grateful to be your mom. And I love when people share how you make them feel. And so if I had any part in that, I'm grateful. But, you know, I didn't just imperfectly try, if that impacted it at all, who you came to Earth as. I'm grateful.
I love you.
I love you more. I'm glad you called, and I'm glad that I'm so authentically awkward in this phone call.
Yeah, I think all of this is gonna get thrown in the video, so we'll be awkward together. It's
well,
fine.
You know how I am. I'm happy to be anybody's blooper.
Absolutely.
Which is probably perfect for Mother's Day.
Like mother, like son.
I was like a regular blooper in your life. I love you.
Honey. I love you too. Have a good day.
Okay. Bye.
She's cool.
I love her.
That was very cute.
I've got a good mom. I don't always deserve her or treat her the way I should, but
yeah. Same. I think we all feel that way a little bit.
I feel like being a mom is something. It's interesting because it's impossible to comprehend until you are one. And which means I'll never fully understand what it's like, but being a parent in general, and they're just so, like, you've got to balance throwing all of your love at this kid that you've made and still letting them struggle and do everything on their own, and the compassion, and obviously not all mothers have this, but I feel like in general, the love that a mother feels for their kid is probably the closest thing that we have to Christ and what he feels for us, at least in my life. And
mm-hmm. Yeah. I completely agree with that. Yeah. In fact, I've talked about that before. When I'm a relatively new mom. I mean, I have a 16-month-old. And so even so, Mother's Day doesn't really feel like I still feel like Mother's Day is for my
for your mom.
I don't. Yes, it's very new to me, but you're totally right about this next level of love that you have for your child. It is unlike anything else. And so, but at the same time, you also realize how flawed you are as a person, as you're raising this child and you just want the world for them. And you're like, shoot,
did you have so much respect. Did you have a moment with your baby where you were like, oh, I get it now. Like, this is what my mom felt for me, and I didn't always understand it, and now you
yeah.
feel it for...
Yeah, I've had, I don't know if I would say there's one that really stood out to me, but I've had them throughout his life. throughout his short life, I'll just have little moments and be like, oh yeah, like I get that now. I get it. And I also get why I would, okay, so I don't know if you guys have this experience or if you did. Whenever I went out late when I was in high school, I'd be like, Mom, just go to bed. Just go to bed. Like, I will be home at midnight. Just go to bed. And she's like, I can't go to
like
sleep.
Physically
I can't go to sleep unless you're home.
Going to bed. Yeah.
And I did not get that. Uh-huh. And now when I put my son down at night, or like if he wakes up in the middle of the night from TVing or something, and I cannot go to sleep unless he's asleep. And he's in the house. Like, he's not even out and about. Anyway. I just, like, that's just something I was thinking about. I was like, I'm so sorry, Mom. Like, I put them through so much. I'm, like, texting him at 1:30, like, can I get back at 1:30? Like, and she's like, okay. She was so nice, and I made her stay up so late, but, yeah.
I think my parents finally hit the point when my sister moved out that they could, like, go to bed at a relatively similar hour every night.
But yeah.
It took a while.
Yeah, probably with my youngest brother, too. I'm the oldest. That kind of is what happens, so... But we love you, moms, and we are so grateful for you, and just happy that we could have an episode to dedicate to you, to mamas, and mother figures in our lives, because they're me. And anything else?
See you next time.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening. If you want to watch our videos, check us out on YouTube, or shoot us a message on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.